Maybe this tzivah is also talking about only Yom Kippur. So maybe we're only learning out from the Meluim, only Avodah Yom Kippur needs the Prisha. Maybe tzivah does not come for the Paraduma. Maybe it also comes for Yom Kippurim. The tzivah says in the Pasuk by Yom Kippur, Vayaz kashet tzivah Hashem es Moshe, that they did exactly what Moshe told them to do. So it says in Lashon tzivah Hashem by Yom Kippur also. So maybe this whole parsha is only talking about Yom Kippur. And Bechlal, the crane that burns the parah, doesn't need a mitzvah prisha. And for the Gemara, Donon tzivah d'lefnei yasiyo, mi tzivah d'lefnei yasiyo. We learn that better in Lashon tzivah, that it says before the avodah, before the mitzvah. From another place, it says tzivah, before the mitzvah. That's by parah duma and by miluyim. Both of them, it says tzivah Hashem, it says Hashem commanded them to go and do something. It says the mitzvah later. It says first the word tzivah, then it says the mitzvah what to do. The ain't done, but we're not going to learn out. Tzivah delacher asiya. It says last pasuk by Yom Kippur, here it says, Vayaz kashet tzivah Hashem. They already did everything Hashem told them. So the lashon tzivah Hashem goes after they already did the mitzvahs. So we're not going to learn out, such a tzivah Hashem. The ain't done tzivah delacher asiya. A tzivah that it says after they already did the mitzvahs, mi tzivah d'lefnei asiva, asiyah. From the word tzivah that it says by Yimei Meluyim, that there was talking about tzivah Hashem to go and do the mitzvahs. So therefore it's more mistarva than Lashon tzivah Hashem that it says by Meluyim is coming to be marba paraduma. Because by paraduma it says, Zeres chukatara asher tzivah Hashem lemer, and kesed it says the mitzvahs of how to do the paraduma. And who are then by the Meluyim also? Kasher also b'yem hazeh tzivah Hashem lasa eschachap alechem. It says further with tzivah Hashem, and then it says they did the mitzvahs of the avodah. La'afuke here, when it says tzivah Hashem by Yom HaKippurim, it's talking about evayas. They already did all the mitzvahs. Kasher tzivah Hashem. So since the word tzivah Hashem comes after the asiyas of the mitzvahs, we don't learn out this word tzivah from the word tzivah before. For the Gemara, V'eima tzivah de kabonis. Good. So you want to say, killing out the word tzivah means avodah Shem Kippur, but how do we know it means the Maisa Paraduma? Maybe it means b'chol kabonis. V'eima tzivah de kabonis. As before any kohen goes to do an avodah of the korban, maybe he needs a preacher also. He has to go away 7 days before and come into the Beis HaMikdash. Shrashi v'eima tzavah de kabonis. Lahatzra kol kohen. Ho'eved ba'migdash preacher le kabonis tzibur. Maybe any kohen, when it comes to doing avodah of a korban tzibur, he has to be separated 7 days in advance and live in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara, the kasher, because the pasuk says, "Ba'yoyim tzavoysoy es b'nei Yisrael." Kosh Baruch Hu commanded b'nei Yisrael to do the mitzvahs of the korbanos. So it says lashon tzivui by the avodah of korbanos. So maybe all any kohen that does the avodah has to have this mitzvah prisha. It says ba'yoyim tzavoysoy. And the Gemara, donon tziva mitziva. No, we learn out better the word tziva that it says by Meluyim, and it says by the Maestro Paraduma Loshin tziva, v'yein donin tzavoysoy mitziva. We don't learn here by Kabonis, it doesn't say Loshin tziva. It says by Yoim tzavoysoy, a different type of a Loshin. Even though they mean the same thing, but since it's a different type of a Loshin, we'd rather learn out tziva tziva, Paraduma from Yimei Meluyim. For the Gemara, my nafkumina, good, they sound a little bit differently, but they mean the same thing. What's the difference? We can still make a gzeira shova, even though they sound a little bit different, as long as they have the same meaning. For Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. For Tanya, the very Rabbi Yishmael, one pasuk says, v'shev hakoin. Another pasuk says, ubo hakoin. And we make a gzeira shova one to the other. Zuhi shiva, zuhi bia. We learn our talochet when it says in one pasuk to the other pasuk. This is talking about if you have a neger in the bayis, that you have to go knock out the wool, to get the neger out of the wall. So we learn now, when the kohen comes to look, we learn out halachis from one pasuk from the other pasuk, even though they're not the exact same word. But since they have the same meaning, v'sheif ha-kohen or bo ha-kohen, you could make a gzeirah shava one to the other. Here also, the word tzavoysoy and the word tziva, since they mean the same thing, we should be able to make a gzeirah shava. So how do we know to learn out from the miluyim? To paraduma, maybe learn out that every kohen that does the avoida by korban tzibur needs prisha. And for the Gemara Poshit, Hani Mili, when do we make such a Gzeira Shava, like it says, O Tom the Rabbi Shmuel, Heicha the Lekha the Domile, when we have no other words to use to make the Gzeira Shava? There's no two words exactly alike, so therefore we use the words already, Vishayv and Abot, learn out one from the other. Abel Heicha the Ika the Domile, but when you have a choice of to make a Gzeira Shava, and two words are exactly alike, and one is not exactly alike, then the Svar is Medidomile Yafinin, it's more Mistabra to learn out from Paraduma, from the main Meluyim, which they both said the exact same word of Tziva, rather than to learn out from the word Savoisoi, that's not the exact same word. So Mel Hani Milu Hechad Lekad Domilei, Av Hechad Ikad Domilei, but a Domilei Afinan. It's more Mestarba to learn out Mida Domilei, Tziva Tziva. So therefore we learn out the Paraduma, that has the mitzvah Prishol, like it was by the main Meluyim. Rashi, Zui Shiva, Zui Bia, Lodan Zer Shavu, we're learning out Zer Shavu here. Zer mi Zer, one from the other. Zer Shiva Cholitz, Vakaitzes, Vatach, and just like over there, when the Kohen has to come to see the neg in the house, he has to knock it out and tach and get the cement out, is Av Bia Cholitz Vakaitzes Vatach. When the other person says, Zer Bia, when he comes to Kohen Godlin to the house, the Kohen, also, Cholitz Vakaitzes Vatach. It also means that he has to knock out the neger from the wall and get out the cement also. So you see, you could make such a Xerah Shavah, that there it is, that's when you have nothing else to run out from. But here, where you have a Tziva Tziva, that's a better Xerah Shavah than Savoisai. For at the Gemara, another Kasha. No, we're saying, now Lechaper, so that's good. So that's how we're coming out, that for sure, from the word Tziva Hashem, we're learning, from Tziva we're learning out, it means Paraduma. That Paraduma has the Mitzvah Prisha. Now Lechaper, we said before, Eilu Mais Yom Kippurim. That means on the Kohen Gadol, there's a mitzvah prisha 7 days before he does the avodah. For the Gemara v'Eimo kapara de karbonis, maybe it doesn't only go on the avodah Yom Kippur, maybe it goes in any carbon. Again, any Kohen before it brings the carbon, maybe there's a mitzvah prisha. It just says lechaper, so maybe it means v'Eimo kapara de karbonis. And for the Gemara miyadinan hai Kohen misrami, if you want to tell me it goes in any Kohen that does the avodah, we don't know which Kohen to separate. Do we know which Kohen is going to do the avodah? There's no halacha which Kohen could do the avodah any day of the week. It's only one day a year on Yom Kippur. We know it's only kosher with the Kohen Gadol. But throughout the whole year, any Kohen that wants could do the avodah. The Boyle Prishon will be able to say this Kohen has to be set aside. For the Gemara, Amri Alam Alay, like why not? Ni Boyle Prishon Lekule Mishmeres Beisav. There's halacha, they separated the Mishmeres of the Beisav, their special base of, every day of the week. Their special Kohanim that could do the avodah that day. Every day of the week has different kanim. Say nechnami, every single day start, every single kind of knows. Like on Monday, Tuesday, this is possible that every kind knows which day he's going to do the avodah, and 7 days before that, he has to have a prisha. So maybe lechapa means in any kind that does the that brings kabonis. Have the Gemara, don in dover, shekvu loizman, mi dover shekvu loizman. We're learning out now from the Shiva Shimei Meluyim. And on the eighth day to do the Avodah, they had to be separated 7 days in advance. That was a special day. That was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, a special day that the Hukam HaMishkan, and they brought the first time they brought the Kabonis. So a special day needs Prisha 7 days in advance. Lafuke Kabonis, to Chol Yoimis Nayu. Lafuke, this mitzvah, you want to say every Kohen before it brings a Korban, he has to have Prisha. Since the union of Karbonis is Nagei every single day, it's not a special day, there's no Mitzvah Prisha. Mashenk and Yom Kippur, that's good, that's a special day once a year. So for the special day, we'll learn out from the Yemei Meluyim that before they brought the Karbon, they had to have Prisha 7 days. See Rashi. Rashi says, Hoki Gassinin, Amri Alom Alay Niboy Prisha Lekuli Mishmeres Beisav, but Alom Alay Bitzmiya. Enoch Yochul Leima Ben Prisha. You want to say, why can't you say Prisha? Hariyesh Leima Akol Beisav. Shall Mishmeris Hachalukin Limei Shabbos L'Shamish Ish Yomei Sheyifri Shol Kol Beisav Shivas Yomim Koydim Hayom Akvulai. There was a special account. Every Kohen, he was separated to different Beisav, and each Beisav had their day of the week that they could do the Avodah, so that all those Kohanim for that day had to be separated 7 days in advance. But there it is, Dov Akvulai Zman Yom HaKippur Midov Akvulai Zman Hemluyin Shenema Bayoim HaChodesh Rishon V'yechod LaChodesh Tokim V'hu that was a special day, the Yom Shmini Shemluim, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That day, for that avodah, that day, you had to have Prisha 7 days in advance. So Adon Yom Kippur also needs Prisha 7 days in advance. Lafuki, your regular korban, you can't say that. There's no special day for a regular korban. For the Gemara V'yemer Regolim, maybe it means the korbanos you bring on Yom Tovim on a regal. That only comes a special day. It doesn't come all so often. So maybe for the regolim, the kaparnas of the regolim, the kohanim have to have prisha 7 days in advance. Now the Gemara donin dover shenoi pamachas b'shono, midover hanoi pamachas b'shono. We'll learn out now from the meluyim something happened only once a year. Hu adin yom kippur is also once a year. Lafuke regolim, lafuke the gimel regolim, the lav pamachas pashana ninu. It's not once a year the gimel regolim. We have three yom tevim throughout the year. So we have a few yom tevim throughout the year. So you can't say all the gimel regolim has to have this misaprisha. That you can't say. Rashi hanoyim pamachas bashona miluyim pamachasu deavi bashona. It was only once a year. It's misinterpreted because the miluyim was only once period. That's all it was. It was only the first time by the first Rosh Chodesh Nisan when they put up the Mishkan. So we say that was called the Shivas, the eighth day of the miluyim. But Kol Purim was only once that year. Who didn't learn out something that happens once a year? Lafuke yom tovim that comes three times a year. Good for the Gemara, but v'yemu regel echod. Maybe true. It can't mean all three regolim, but maybe one yomtiv. Maybe for one yomtiv there'll be a mitzvah prisha before the kohen brings the karbonis of that yomtiv. He has to have prisha 7 days. The chitame, maybe you'll tell me lo yadinan hayminayu. I'm not going to know which yomtiv to choose though. Good, you're telling me a svara. One of the gimel regolim need prisha, but which one should we choose? Ichag hamatzis. One svara takes Pesach. Hoy lo posach b'yakosat chilam. Whenever the psukim talk about the Yom Tovim, it always starts talking about Pesach first. But since that's the first Yom Tov, maybe that's the one you should need. Oy Chag HaSukkis, or else maybe no, take Chag HaSukkis, Hoylom Ruba Mitzvoisa. Because Sukkis has the most mitzvahs. It has Sukkah, Lulav, it has a lot of mitzvahs negated to Sukkis. So that's a svaram, that's Chag, should need Prisha. Rashi says, "I chag hamatzos kleimer yesh techol leimer shal chag hamatzos nemer hoyel leposach boitchila b'chol mokem." The Torah always starts off with chag haPesach. O ya chag haSukkis hoyelum ruba mitzvoisoi b'sukkah v'lulah v'yarovam v'nisach hamayim. You have a lot of different mitzvahs. So it's a svara. Pick out this one. So Siach Yitzchok says that the Gemara means to say is chag haSukkis. That's the Gemara's kasha. Because since this has a lot of mitzvahs and this is dum yedishmini lemluyim. On the eighth day of the Miluyim also there were a lot of mitzvahs there, he says. Like it says, not la sera ataris. This day took 10 crowns to it. So if what's mistavra sukkis should be learned out, this should be the yomtif that should need prisha. Duma de Miluyim. Which has the most mitzvahs. So Moran says, Elodonin, prisha shiva liyoy mechot. We're learning out to be separated 7 days in advance for the avoid of one day. That's Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur was saying as avoid the 1 day Yom Kippur, so 7 days in advance, be purish, go away from your wife into the base of Midish for 7 days before this 1 day. Meprisha shivas liyoy mechot. Who are them by the main meluyim? It was the 7 days before Rosh Chodesh Nisan that the Kohanim, the Kohen Gadol had to be separated, go into the Oyam Moed, kedei to do the avoid on the Yom Shemini on the 8th day. So you separated 7 days to do the special avoid of 1 day. But the ain't done in prisha shiva l'shiva. But you can't learn out now chag haSukkis. You say there's a mitzvah to be separated 7 days in advance for what? For 7 days of Sukkis. Well, if it's going on Sukkis, it should be really all right. So 7 days means l'fukis shmini atzeres. Means the 7 days for the first part of Sukkis. Me prisha shiva l'yemechod. You can't learn that out from miluyim. Because miluyim it was 7 days being separated to do the avodah just on 1 day, just for yom hashmini. So you can't learn now to be separated for 7 days from 1 day. For the Gemara v'Ema Shemini Depricious. Yeah, maybe it means Shemini Atzeres, maybe. Good, you don't know, maybe true. It doesn't mean the first 7 days. Maybe only for Shemini Atzeres. That's like the end of Chag HaSukkis. Maybe for that one Chag, you have to be purged 7 days in advance. Depricious Shiva, L'Yom Echad. You're separating 7 days in advance to do the avoid of just 1 day, Shemini Atzeres. And the Gemara, have you done in Dover Shein Kedusha Lefonov? Mi Dover Shein Kedusha Lefonov? No, I'll tell you a reason not to learn out, it goes on Shemini Atzeres. Because we're learning out before Yom Kippur, which is Chol. The 7 days before Yom Kippur have no Kedusha. So learning out those 7 days of Chol, separate yourself in order to do the 1 day of Kedush of Yom Kippur. You're learning it out from the Miluyim, the same thing. The 7 days before the Yom HaShemini was Chol, but not no Kedusha. So those 7 days be purish in order to do the Yom HaShemini. But if you ain't done, you can't learn out. You want to learn out for Shemini Atzeres, which has 7 days of Yom before that, 7 days of Kedusha before that. For the Miluyim, that there was no 7 days of Kedusha before the Yom HaShemini. So therefore, it's not mistaken to learn out, it goes on Shemini Atzeres. Fred Gemara, what kind of kasha is that? Have a lav kal v'chayma? This is a kal v'chayma. Who? Hashta dover shen kedush lefonov. Boy prisha madich by the miluyim. that the 7 days before B'yom HaShemini, the 7 days before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, was Tam Chol. There was a mitzvah priesthood to be separated. So Dovah Sheyesh B'Kedush Lefonav, for Shemini Atzeres, that has Kedusha 7 days before that, that you have the Yom Tov, like Pekeh, it's more Kedusha, it's more the Svara to say you should have that Prisham be separated those 7 days. So what kind of Svara is it to say that since you have 7 days of Kedusha, you can't learn it out from? We're talking about being perished now, taking yourself away, and put yourself into the base of Mikdash. So it's the biggest Svara now, that these 7 days of Kedusha, you should be in the base of Mikdash. There should be a Mitzvah Prisha here. So there are a few Tzuritzim. The Omer Rav Misharshia, Loi Hazek Siv. It doesn't the Torah say the word hazeh, which means kizeh, like this. It has to be doima to the miluim. That it's only one day. Like Rashi says, hazeh ksiv, kasher osa b'yayim hazeh, which means kizeh, loyhutzrach pri she'ela lo dugmosai. It has to be doima to the miluim, that it's only 7 days of chol for 1 day of kodesh. Here also, you have to be purished the 7 days before, has to be chol, and can't be talking about shemini atzeres, because the 7 days before that is Kodesh. So that's good to learn out to Yom Kippur, that the 7 days before Yom Kippur is Chol, so those 7 days need Prisha before you do the Avodah of Yom Kippur. But you can't learn out by Yom Shemini Atzeres, because the 7 days before that is Kodesh. So you can't learn out Zem Izer. But the Posse says Kizer. It has to be exactly the way it was by the Miluyim. That's what we're learning out from. Lafuke Shemini Atzeres has 7 days of Kedusha before that. You can't learn out that those 7 days can't be the Mitzvah's Prisha. Rav Ashi Yomar. Rav Ashi Dovah Teretz. Mi Ike Midi. Is it possible to say that the Ike Regoloi Boy Prisha? Sukkis, the Ike Regular Sukkis telling us doesn't need Prisha. That you can't learn out needs Prisha. Because that was a swear before that you need Prisha for 1 day, and not Prisha for 7 days. So Pshita, the Iker regular Sukkis, the Kohen that does the Avodah, brings the Karbonos on Sukkis, does not have to have a Prisha, the Mitzvah 7 days beforehand. And Tofel the day by Prisha, but the Tofel, like the last day of Sukkis, Shemini Atzeres, that day that's only a Tofel, it should have Mitzvah Prisha, that's not a Svara. His mother, the Iker Yom to Sukkis, doesn't have the Mitzvah Prisha, to Svara, the last day can't have the Mitzvah Prisha. The Afilu Loman the Yoma, Shemini Regel b'fnei Atzma, who Afilu the man the Yom and Sukkah that learns that Shemini Atzeres is called its own Yom Tov. So if it's called its own Yom Tov, then you don't have this kasha. It's not the pshat; it's a tuffel. It's a small thing that gave to Sukkis. It's a Yom Tov by itself. So if it's a Yom Tov by itself, maybe you should have a Mitzvah Prisha. So the Gemara no. The one that said that Shemini Atzeres is called the Yom Tov by itself, Hani Mili, what is it called the Yom Tov by itself? Linyan, Pazar, and Kishav.